Spending a few minutes now with Drexel men's basketball coach Zach Spiker. His squad getting ready for a home CAA game on Thursday night. They welcome UNCW to the DAC. Before we look ahead, let's look back, Coach. Last time out, you head down to North Carolina, and a nice win on the road against Elon, 67-63. What were the takeaways for you from that one?
I thought we got off to a good start. We've had some trouble getting good starts, and I thought from a scouting report, I thought we were pretty locked in. There were no surprises. The guys did a good job defending Elon and their unique actions, and we kept them at bay from three-point shooting and did a good job on their best player, Tyler Sebring.
One of the numbers that jumped out for me was Tim Perry Jr.'s 10 rebounds in 14 minutes. And looking at his game log, he's had games where, 8 rebounds in 12 minutes. Really, really good efficiency on the glass. What's the redshirt freshman bringing to the table, and what's allowing him to have that type of success rebounding?
Timmy is very tall, very long, and has a defensive presence automatically when he steps on the floor at 6'10". He's a natural shot blocker. He has very good timing. He's just kind of coming into his own in terms of ability to catch the ball and score in the low post. He had a great, great move in the second half. It's funny. If you look at Tim and what he's done in his career and his path for the hardcore Philadelphia fans, it looks eerily similar to the path his father had and at this point in his career early on in college. I'm really excited about it if that's the case, because his dad is a very good player.
So you sit at 11-13. You're 5-6 in the conference. How do you feel about how the group is playing and where you are here as you head down the stretch? I think it's 7 games left in the regular season.
Well, I think that we're understanding phrases like winning basketball, what we need to do in order to be successful in February. There's some individual guys that have had opportunities to make some plays maybe for themselves in the last game, and they turned down an okay look or play to get a better look for the team. And when you see those plays, you understand that guys get it. Whether older or younger guys, doesn't matter. We continue to make the best play for the team. It puts us in a position to do something and continue to make progress.
So let's talk about Thursday night's matchup, specifically UNCW. You played them down in Wilmington back in mid-January, lost by 14. And looking at the box from that game, thing that jumped out at me, UNCW had 28 free throws. I think you were down around maybe 12 or something like that. What are going to be the big keys if you're going to reverse course this time around against them?
Yeah, they shot 28 foul shots. We shot 10. Not surprising on the road, to be very honest with you. That can happen. And they hit 12 three-pointers. So it's a team that has shown the ability to make a lot of threes some nights. Other nights they haven't shot as well. We certainly allowed them to have a really, really good night from three. We need to do a better job limiting their activity in transition and limiting Devontae Kaycock's ability down low. Kaycock has had great numbers for us. They beat us 9 out of our last 10, 8 straight games, dating all the way back to 2015, and our guys need to play with a chip on their shoulder that we have an opportunity to beat them here in our home court.